Hello again. Well, folks, today is a big feast, and grand festivals are happening all over the country. That is, if you are living in Ireland. But you need not live in Ireland or even be an Irish American to celebrate the feast of St. Bridget of Kildare. You see, besides being one of the three patrons of Ireland, St. Patrick and St. Columba being the other two, St. Columb Kill being the other two, St. Bridget's life and legacy speaks to our own times. Perhaps that is why today, for the very first time in its nation's history, Ireland has created a national holiday in honor of this 5th century saint. Bridget, also referred to as the Mary of the Gael and the Mother Saint of Ireland, is believed to have been born into slavery, and when a child converted by none other than St. Patrick himself. There abounds many stories of Bridget's penchant for generosity and compassion. Many of the stories have a maternal character. Her ways of nourishing others even went so far as to provide vats of beer to 18 churches. St. Bridget is the patron saint of babies, children whose parents are not married, dairy workers, farmers, Irish farmers, midwives, nuns, poets, printers, and sailors. Quite a list, don't you think? Bridget was born in 450 AD in Fallgort, Ireland. Her father, Domthach, was a pagan chieftain, and her mother, Broisec, was a Christian. Her mother was born in Portugal, but had been kidnapped by Irish pirates and brought to Ireland to work as a slave. St. Bridget's father named her after one of the most powerful pagan goddesses, the goddess of fire, thought by the Irish to inspire the flame of knowledge. St. Bridget and her mother were slaves of her father. While growing up, St. Bridget cooked clean. When Bridget turned 18, she had heard St. Patrick's preaching and wanted to work with the sick and poor, living in a way that she called to by God. St. Bridget's father wanted her to find a husband, but she did not want to get married. It is said that Bridget was very beautiful and prayed to be made ugly so that she would not have to worry about being attractive to men, which would allow for her to devote her life to service. God answered her prayer, and St. Bridget's beauty faded. She began giving to the poor, which further angered her father. When she gave a jewel-encrusted sword to a poor man so that he could sell it to buy food, her father decided finally to allow her to enter the convent, rather than have her give away his possessions. St. Bridget entered the convent of St. Michael, and made her vows to dedicate her life to God. After making her vows, it is said that St. Bridget's beauty was not only restored, but that she was made to be even more beautiful than before. As a bride of Christ, news of her good works spread throughout Ireland. Young girls were attracted to her lifestyle and began joining her in religious life in the service of God. St. Bridget founded many convents throughout Ireland. The most famous she founded is in the county Kildare. In 470, Bridget founded a double monastery, which held monks and nuns. As the abbess of this monastery, she had both power and prudence, guiding and leading with wisdom. St. Bridget also founded an art school, where work was done with metal and illumination. The famous illuminated manuscripts of Kildare were created in the scriptorium at this facility. These works are highly praised for their beauty and are considered to be the oldest illuminated manuscripts in church history. In 525 AD, at the age of 75, Bridget died. She was buried in the tomb at the high altar of the Abbey Church she had founded. After some time, her remains were exhumed and transferred to rest alongside the two other patron saints of Ireland, Patrick and Columbkill. Her skull was brought to Lisbon, Portugal, where it remains today. She is known as the Mary of Ireland, and her feast day is today, February 1st, which is also celebrated as the first day of spring in Ireland. Happy spring! For the ancient Celts, February 1st is also the date of Imbolc, a seasonal festival that is believed to have pre-Christian origins. Imbolc is one of the four Gaelic seasonal festivals, along with Beltane, May 1st, Lugnasa, August 1st, and Samhain, November 1st. Holy wells are often visited on Bridget's Day, especially those wells dedicated to her. Bridget's crosses are traditionally made on her feast day. These are three or four armed crosses woven from rushes. They are hung over doors and windows for protection against fire, lightning, illness, and evil spirits. A link to how to make a St. Bridget's cross is provided next to the link to this homily. Also, there is a link to a short video about St. Bridget. Friends, allow me to conclude with a prayer and poem attributed to St. Bridget herself. Here it goes. I like to give a lake of beer to God. I'd love the heavenly host to be tippling there for all eternity. I love the men of heaven to live with me, to dance and sing if they want it. I put at their disposal vats of suffering, white cups of love I'd give them, with a heart and a half, sweet pitchers of mercy I'd offer to every man. I'd make heaven a cheerful spot, because the happy heart is true. I make the men contented for their own sake. I like Jesus to love me too. I like the people of heaven to gather from all the parishes around. I give a special welcome to the women, the three Marys of great renown. I sit with the men, the women, and God, there by the lake of beer. We'd be drinking good health forever, and every drop would be a prayer. Amen.